Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. We're going to get into the offensive matchups here in just a second, but first let's go to our guy Johnny in Dallas. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Purple stuff.
Johnny.
Purple stuff, what?
Stay away from that purple drink, Johnny.
No, hey, some lady walked up with a bunch of Ravens gear on. I'm like, got to get that away from me.
I like it. How are you doing today?
Great, boys, in town. Bought the tickets when I thought the season was still in check, but we're going to have a great time anyways.
Good. Good. So, and we're happy. We're certainly happy to have you. So you're in town for the game. What are you planning on doing to get ready?
I don't know. That's one of the reasons why I'm calling in. Where's to go?
Where to go? All right. So you're going to be – where
are you staying
at?
Downtown?
Yeah,
are
you downtown?
Right now we're at the arcade.
You're at the arcade right now? Okay. So you want to go – I would say you probably want to go over to West 6th and get in there. A lot of nice kind of clubs and bars over there.
Barley.
It's a pregame. Barley House is always a good spot.
Yes.
Bar is the newly redesigned dive bar is a good spot right on the corner. And then if you party there, you can just walk right on down to the stadium when you're ready to go.
So you guys going to be out there at the Dog Pound Drive?
We will be out there at Dog Pound Drive. I'll be there from 7 to 7:30 for Browns Countdown.
I will be there
on Channel 5, and Matt
6:30, leading right into the kickoff.
Yeah, so come say what's up.
I will for sure. It would be an honor to meet you guys.
Oh,
awesome,
be an honor.
Appreciate it.
The honor would be all ours. Let me ask you, what are you feeling about tonight's game?
24-17 Brownies.
24-17, the Cleveland football Browns.
Yeah, a little disappointed about Johnny not starting, but it's all right. It's all right. We're good.
I hear you. I'm disappointed with it as well. Believe me, I am disappointed with it as well, and it certainly would be one of those – would have been a lot of fun. I'm sure ESPN is—they're struggling with it as well. I think they would have liked to have seen
Johnny out there. They were looking forward to that, to shine the Johnny light.
Oh, no question, they were indeed they were.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
You got it. We appreciate the phone call right there. All right, let's get into the matchups here today. You got Matt Schaub, as I've said, hasn't really started a game in 2 years. Was run out as the starter in Houston, throwing interceptions, pick sixes, game after game after game against McCown, who we know on the year has been a pretty darn good quarterback for the Cleveland Browns from a statistical standpoint. Of course, he had the career high 457 yards passing the franchise record on the season. He's got 7.5 yards an attempt, 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I'm going to give you a big advantage to the Cleveland Browns quarterback.
I am as well. I think the 457 against this opponent speaks for itself.
It certainly does. Let's go to the running back position for the Browns. They have got Duke Johnson, who's rushed for 189 yards, no touchdowns on the season, 39 catches, 387 yards, and 2 scores out of the backfield. You got Crow, 328 yards on the ground, 1 touchdown, 14 catches for 164 yards, and another touchdown. Nobody's averaging over 3 yards a carry for this team. Crow at 3.1, Duke at 3.0. And then you go to Baltimore. Justin Forsett was the main guy, 641 yards. Then you got Buck Allen, 64 carries, 249 yards, averaging 4 a pop, 13 catches, I'm sorry, for 106 yards. And when you look at him, you look at his best game, his best 2 games have been week 5 against the Browns, 8 carries, 58 yards in that one. And then last week when Forsett got hurt, he had 22 carries for only 67 yards, 5 catches for 48, so he put up 115 total yards in that game. He has yet to score a touchdown in the NFL. 4th-round pick out of USC. I'm going to give the advantage to the Browns, but, I mean, if you were going to say it's a push, I'm fine because the Browns guys haven't shown anything. But on paper, that's right, but on paper, they should be a little bit better.
I'm going to give the nod to the Browns, and the reason why is in hopes that Duke Johnson, you know, being a young player that's going to be here for many years, as well as Isaiah Crowell, is much more of the runner. I feel like they have an advantage. We just need to make running the football and our running backs a priority in our offensive game plan.
Yeah, I think that you are right, and we need to see if we can finally get to that point where, hey, guess what? We have a runner who goes for 75 yards in a game. Certainly would be nice to see that happen tonight. Wide receiver, you've got to think right now these may be two of the worst receiving cores on paper in the National Football League going head-to-head.
Hey, man, we got Travis Benjamin,
who is by far the best receiver
right
on the field tonight. So you got Travis Benjamin leading the way for the Browns, 48 catches, 736 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's averaging 15.3 a catch. You got Hartline, 22 for 259 and 2. Hawkins is out. Gabriel is out. Dwayne Bowe, 3 catches, 31 yards on the season. So
will we see Dwayne Bowe tonight?
I think we will see Dwayne Bowe tonight. don't know if we'll see how effective he will be, but we will see Dwayne Bowe tonight. On the other side for this Baltimore Ravens team, Kamar Aiken really has been the number one guy since Steve Smith's gone down. 37 catches, 456 yards, 3 touchdowns. Chris Givens in limited action, 12 for 168. They don't have anybody else on the team with even 120 yards receiving on the year at that position. So they've been struggling there. The Browns have been struggling. But I'll give the advantage to the Browns again with Travis Benjamin as the best receiver on the field tonight.
Yes, I agree. And I think, you know, nothing against these young – I mean, these are young guys that we don't – have never even heard of, you know, in Aiken and Givens. And so I think Travis Benjamin was a guy who's been on the radar before, and he's having his best season collectively as a well-rounded wide receiver, not only that deep threat. And solely based around what Travis Benjamin's been able to do and his connection with Josh McCown, you know, as they really got rolling early in the season, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns.
Let's go Browns. Yes, go with the Cleveland Browns as well. So I think that it's a strange game. We have not yet gone for a clean sweep on the offensive side of the ball for the Browns. Tight end, big play, Gare.
All you need to say.
48 catches, 667 yards, 7 touchdowns on the season. And then you go ahead and you look at for the Baltimore Ravens, they're going to have Crockett Gilmore, who's played pretty darn well himself last couple of weeks, especially coming off of a 100-yard game. He's played in only 8 games, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns. Again, advantage to the Browns, big play gear.
Got it. Advantage Browns.
And they do have Mad Max Williams as well, who's coming on strong as of late at the tight end position, do the Ravens, but still advantage Browns. And then offensive lines, the Browns should be the better line on paper. They have not necessarily been the better line this season.
I agree. That, as much as I'd love to get the Browns a clean sweep, I'm actually going to give the Ravens a slight nod only because of their ability to run the football regardless of who's running, actually running with the football in the back.
Is that because of Marshall Yanda?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Listen, their line is not as bad as you would like it to be. And for the Browns, their line has not been as good as you would like it to be this season. But overall, the Browns go into this game with more talent, certainly on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to executing, winning the turnover battle, winning the penalty battle.
And effort.
Effort and coaching.
Yep.
And the Browns have to find a way to do enough in those phases to ultimately get out of here with the victory. 216-578-0850. Again, you can call your shot for tonight's game. We've already got one on the side of the Browns. Hopefully we'll get the kid for the guarantee, because I think it's going to happen.
Is he scared?
I don't know. I'm texting him right now. I got to see if he's going to call. What do you think, by the way, about Brock Osweiler? Now he's beating the Patriots. Is there any way they go back to Peyton Manning?
No. No way.
No way.
Nope.
He didn't even play that well, to be perfectly honest, watching the game. C.J. Anderson, for everybody whose fantasy season he ruined, and they probably cut him and discarded him, had a monster game last night.
Yes, he did. I think it's very difficult for a franchise that knows Peyton Manning's time is most likely done to go back to him, then back to Brock potentially as a starter next year.
Well, the question is, when you look at the overall, you know, stratosphere of where Peyton Manning ranks as a quarterback, if he's healthy enough to play, do you just say, listen, old Yeller, we're taking you out back, it's done? I think it's a difficult decision.
It is a difficult decision, but here's the one thing that we have to understand is, and even to look at the Broncos' performance against the Browns, was they're going to hang their head on that defense. That defense is going to keep them in games and potentially win them some games, you know, regardless of who's playing, because you can't say that Peyton Manning was playing his best football either. Now, while we want to be critical of Brock Osweiler, he's still getting his feet wet as an NFL starter and happened to play, you know, a mastermind in Bill Belichick there last night on primetime football. So nerves, game plan, the big stage to be the starter, a lot has to do with that. And yet they still were able to win as a team.
As a team.
And I think as we saw in Kansas City a few weeks ago, Peyton Manning will lose you a football game.
No question.
By throwing up hot air balloons.
Some ugly, ugly, ugly pass. Just got word from the kid. He will be joining us at 2:30. He will not say.
Well, thanks for finally confirming.
He will not say whether or not the guarantee will make its appearance for the third time this season. So we do have that to look.
Thought you were going to break that. We're going to get Gruden or something.
Gibbs is supposedly working on any updates on any of that stuff, Dino, with all these ESPN people.
At this point, no updates.
Really big show had Tirico.
Well, it's a really big show.
Yeah, nothing yet from Jason Gibbs.
Nothing yet from Gibbs. We got to see what we can do. All right. When we come back, it'll be hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, still to come. We'll give our top five takeaways from the National Football League over the weekend. It was nice to get to actually watch some games. We got the forecast. We got the kid. We got the defensive matchup preview as well. So a lot to get to, plus your phone calls and your tweets. 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.